My most distinguished lord, on the 10th of December 2015, a heinous crime took place in Lord Rudgarth's manor, and I vehemently believe that Carol Andrews is the callous culprit of this barbaric crime. Since the auction in Blake Hall, 1987, Andrews has always been envious of Rudgarth's win over an Andy Warhol painting, which is worth thousands of pounds. This may have led to them being enemies, friends, nemesis to each other, or maybe they never spoke to each other again. But last night, at 2:10, a break-in occurred at Rudgarth's manor, and I emphatically believe that Andrews is the perpetrator, and I stand here armed with a litany of irrefutable evidence to prove to you why guilty is indelibly printed upon her brow. Your Honour, may I bring your attention to Exhibit A, which, as you can see, is a bandana that has initials sewn onto it. These initials are labelled CA. These stand for Carol Andrews. Rudgarth states that he never spoke a word to Andrews and never invited her round. To break into another humble citizen's house without their permission is a serious criminal offence. Furthermore, the bandana was not the only piece of evidence my team of forensic experts discovered. Hidden from first sight, my team of highly trained detectives ventured further and came across fingerprints, which unsurprisingly were a match to Andrews. This is proof that Andrews was at the scene of the crime without informing Rudgarth. The fingerprints were placed exactly where the valuable painting once used to stand. Surely you can agree that this blackguardly behaviour deserves the severest punishment. My second point states that Carol Andrews invaded Rudgarth's privacy without Rudgarth having any knowledge of this invasion. As I stated before, this is a highly serious criminal offence. It is known that Andrew's father is a professional locksmith and must have handed Andrews a tool which would have given her the ease of opening and picking Rudgarth's locks. When my team reached the crime scene, they found two opened windows at the front and the front door ajar. Both windows and door had traces of wavy black hair. The hair was a perfect match to Andrews and is proof that she broke in and violated Rudgarth's privacy. For these foolish acts, I demand indefinite time in the most nadir prison. To conclude, my points are, Andrews is responsible for the loss of Rudgarth's priceless painting, and she broke into his house and violated his privacy. I implore you to serve Andrews with the full penalty of the law. Wouldn't you like to see Warhol's painting back in its rightful place? Of course you would. I rest my case, my lord.